Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Boy, when we check out at any place we go, they want us to sign up for those retail credit cards. Let the buyer beware, I guess, Ted, with those.
Yes, we're coming into the time of year when most of these signups take place, and you should be aware that these interest rates are very high. The average among retail credit cards is about 29%, which is a record high. That's about 8 percentage points higher than the average all-purpose credit card. So definitely beware if you're offered a store at their or a credit card at the store counter this holiday season. They have really high interest rates.
Do we know why that is? Like what the discrepancy, what justifies that discrepancy?
I think the biggest explanation is that these cards tend to be easier to get. They are not as selective about credit quality, which contributes to why I think the buyer should beware, because often this is somebody's first credit card. Sometimes people sign up impulsively at the checkout. They may not even realize it's a credit product. I've actually heard that from people where the cashier said, oh, do you want to save 20% today? And they said, sure.
Yep.
And it wasn't until later that they realized that that actually involved signing up for a credit card as opposed to some kind of store loyalty program.
And yeah, you don't want to be paying over 30% for these things. And I agree with you in the sense of, I remember when I was younger, I signed up for one. And I think I knew it was a credit card, but it was out of the normal rotation of how I paid credit cards, right? And I missed my first payment because I just, it wasn't on my Rolodex of thoughts of things to do. So people really need to make sure that, hey, if you're going to do one of these things, set up the automatic payment right away, do it before you forget, because you could forget.
Great point. Yeah, there could be out of sight, out of mind, and that could lead to late fees and credit score damage. There are a few instances in which these cards could make sense. I don't want to totally rain on their parade. I mean, yes, we want to be mindful of the interest rate. If you ever carry a balance, it's probably not the best fit. But if you can pay in full, two scenarios you might want to consider. One is if you're loyal to the store, because there are stores like Amazon and Target and Best Buy where they'll give you 5% cash back when you use their card at their store. So if you're avoiding interest and you're loyal, that could pay off. The other time is if you get a really nice discount off a big purchase, because they often give 10 or 20% off your first purchase. I know somebody who saved $1,000 on appliances by using this tactic, but the key, of course, is paying in full before interest hits.
Right. And so, yes, if you make a giant purchase, that first month payment is going to be a lot. But if you have it and you can save the money, okay. Now, do we take a credit hit for applying for one or two of these or three of these in a short amount of time? Do we need to monitor that a little bit too?
Beware of too many signups, because like other credit products, this will place a hard inquiry on your credit report. That in and of itself is not a huge deal. Each one maybe trims 5 or 10 points off your score in the short run. It should recover pretty quickly. You know, it also, opening an account lowers the average age of your accounts, which is true of any credit card. It's important to have the long view in mind. So, you know, in isolation, not that big of a deal, but if you stack up a whole bunch of these, lenders generally don't want to see more than about 5 hard inquiries within a 2-year span. And if you open a bunch of credit cards in short order, that can make you look desperate. So I think that contributes to the advice too, which is save your applications for something that's truly worthwhile.
Yeah.
You know, don't save $10 off a $100 purchase. Save that for something bigger and better.
Yeah. I also noticed that, at least the way I see it, is that the credit limits are much lower because probably what you're talking about, it's easier to get. At least that's what I've noticed. But I do wonder, does that credit limit then also contribute to your available credit that the credit scores pull from as well? Can it help to have, as long as you're paying in full every month, to have that extra quote-unquote line of credit?
It could, but because the limit is small, it's probably not going to move the needle that much. Actually, the flip side may be that this low limit makes it easier to max out. That if you only have a $500 limit or a $1,000 limit, it may actually hurt your credit utilization just because it's easier to bump into that limit. So I think for all these reasons, I think for most people, a general purpose credit card is better, you know, kind of your garden variety, Visa, MasterCard, Amex, something you can use more broadly. And the holidays are actually a really good time to sign up for a new card, provided you can pay in full, because you're probably doing a lot of spending anyway, so you might as well take advantage, get the rewards, maybe hit that sign-up bonus threshold with your holiday spending and earn some cash back or get a free trip in the future, but only if you pay in full, because all credit card rates are high and store cards are especially high.
I would also say if you are like about to close on a house, that's always a weird time to open up any kind of credit card, right, Ted?
It's better to wait. Yeah, I hear that from people sometimes where you want to get a new card to defray some of the expenses, maybe even a store card. Maybe you're buying furniture or appliances or electronics. I agree with you. It's better to wait until after closing because you don't want to do anything to mix up that mortgage underwriting process. They want to see a pretty pristine credit rating, and then you can add your new card after that closes.
You probably don't know our David Hochberg, who hosts a show here and does mortgages, but you do not want him calling you at a strange hour wondering why the heck you opened up a credit card when you weren't supposed to. Ted Rossman, thanks for your call, your insight. I appreciate it, okay?
Of course. Thanks for having me.